This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 12th, the first stone. Our reading comes from John chapter 8. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap, in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." Jesus challenges a crowd that's ready to stone a sinful woman to death. He says that only those who are without sin have the right to throw a stone. And one by one, the accusers walk away, forced to admit that they too are sinners. Jesus is reminding us that we're often blind to our own sin. We can be quick to criticize a spouse for a thoughtless comment, quick to judge a fallen celebrity, or quick to look down on a neighbor for breaking a law. But we quickly forget that we too have sinned, perhaps even in the same ways. In this story, we see that we all stand equally in need of forgiveness, and that only Jesus has the right to judge. Why are we so quick to criticize and condemn? Probably because it's much easier than looking inside ourselves. We live in a world that provides limitless ways to avoid the pain of self-reflection. But if we're honest, we must admit that we're just as guilty of violating God's law as anyone else. And yet Jesus has a word for us. When we repent and believe, we experience the gift of forgiveness. Then he encourages us to leave our life of sin and be born again, becoming a new creation in the image of Christ. Pray with me. Father, forgive me for my tendency to judge people. Help me to be slower to speak about the sins of others and to see my own need for your forgiveness. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.